Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Last week, we cheered as swimmer Diana Nyad completed a historic open water swim from Cuba to Florida. Although some skeptics are now raising questions about whether or not Nyad may have gotten in her boat during the night, the swimmer intends to meet with her critics today. But closer to home this weekend, a handful of swimmers tried their own open water distance swim, the 25-mile length of Lake Memphremagog. It's an annual event called In Search of Memphrey. Four swimmers were in the water this weekend, but only two finished the distance, including Wallingford resident Bethany Bosch. She joins me now from Brattleboro. Bethany, welcome and congratulations on finishing.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, and happy to be done, I would imagine.
It was a long haul, that's for sure, but it was definitely worth it. It was very satisfying to get to the other side, yeah.
You started swimming at midnight on Friday, and you finished about 17 hours later, that is, on Saturday evening?
That's true, yeah. I think the official start time was 12:09 in the morning, on Saturday morning, and I walked out of the water on the other side at about 5:20, I believe. So it was 17 hours, 11 minutes was my time.
What is it like getting in the water at midnight and just swimming into a dark lake? I mean, for some people, that's terrifying.
Yeah, that was the part that was, you know, a little nerve-wracking for me, the night swimming. I had 3 hours you know, night swimming under my belt before I started. And, you know, it can just be a little eerie and a little, you know, it's like sensory deprivation. You know, you don't really hear anything. You can't see anything. And, but, you know, I had my crew in their boat, and it was lit with glow sticks, and I had glow sticks on me, and there was no moon that night, so that was a little odd too. But you know, you could see the stars, and I just knew I was safe with my crew with me. I just knew I was safe, and that I was strong, and I could do it. And I decided I was going to enjoy every minute of it that I possibly could. And so that's what I did. I sang to myself. I thought about people from back home, and I just, you know, I just loved it, every minute of it. It was really fun.
Now, if Memphrey, the lake monster, was actually looking up at you, you must have been quite a sight if you had glow sticks all around you. You know, you're swimming, you're sort of one of those lit up wild creatures. Memphrey must have thought you were quite a sight.
I'm sure she must have. It is a little strange, you know, when you're swimming in the dark like that, and you are lit up, because you do like see a little bit, like it's this kind of eerie glow, like those you know, reality TV shows with like ghost hunting, you know, with that kind of green light, you know. So that I could see my arms entering the water in that kind of ethereal light, and it was like, ooh, you know, a little chilling, but it was really really fantastic. I actually, the night part of the swim was my most favorite part. I really enjoyed it.
How do you train for something like this, a 25-mile swim?
I swim a lot. I had gone to a long distance swim training camp actually over in Ireland, where I swim every day, twice a day. And then I did a torture swim at the end of that, where they just sort of throw you out in the ocean, and you kind of have to fend for yourself. And
that sounds great, Bethany. That's what I want to do, a torture swim.
Right. And then they and then at the end of that, they have a 6-hour qualifier for the English Channel, you know, and there's temperature restrictions in that. But, you know, in about 6 hours, I can do about 10 miles. And so I kind of kicked off my training with that camp, and then I just sort of set myself to maintain, you know, every weekend since then. I was doing 8, 9, 10 miles in a set every weekend, and then obviously swimming during the week as much as I could. And I do some other stuff, some strength stuff, and, you know, building up my muscles, keeping myself, you know, what's a good word? Limber, I guess, you know, I'm trying to keep my flexibility and my strength and stuff like that. So yeah, every weekend it was, oh, okay, another swim, you know, I got to figure out how to get this swim in. So it's a lot of dedication. But it's so worth it when you get to the event and you just know you're ready, you know?
Well, and you're actually attempting to swim the English Channel. You just mentioned an English Channel qualifier, and that's a goal of yours. About a year from now, you're hoping to do that crossing?
Yeah, I booked a tide, which means I found a boat captain to take me across, right? Back in May of 2012, that was how far long ago I had to, you know, start this process. So I booked a tide for September 1st through the 6th of 2014. So I'm getting these long distance training swims these long distance events under my belt, so I know, you know, what to expect from myself and how my body handles the distance and the, you know, and just to be prepared so that I can have a successful crossing.
What happens if the weather on September 1st to the 6th, 2014, isn't cooperating? What if there's a really big squall? Do you just lose that and have to start over? Is it like climbing Everest? If the weather's bad, you just don't get to do it?
Yeah, it is like that. Yeah, if the weather's bad, you don't get to go. You know, but the association you work with will work with you on that. So it's not like I paid this guy all of this money to do it. And then, you know, but I mean, you know, so I could work with them to find another tide and get across, but I'm going to get across. If it's not in 2014, it will be sometime.
I hear the determination in that.
Yes, I'm very determined. So, yeah.
Bethany, you actually, just in a couple seconds we have left, you gained some attention a while back now for a 5-mile swim you did with your dog. Why did you make your dog swim 5 miles?
Well, she's my swim buddy. She's a chocolate lab, and she is a water dog. You know, they have webbed paws and stuff, and we always swam together. We always swim together, and I brought her up to swim with Bill, the guy who puts on these events, the In Search of Memory swim and the Lake Willoughby swim. And he just thought we were the coolest thing. And he was like, can your dog swim 5 miles? Do you want to do this race? And I'd always wanted to do a race with her, my dog. Her name is Guri. And I was like, oh, yeah, please, you know. And so we got to swim together, which is just the most fantastic feeling. You know, we swim side by side. And it's so wonderful because, you know, when you're swimming, you're like one in the water and with nature, but then to have a buddy that's not even a person, you know, who swims with you, that's something special right there.
That's Wallingford resident Bethany Bosch, who swam the 25-mile length of Lake Memphremagog this weekend in an annual event called In Search of Memphrey without her dog. Bethany, thank you so much for sharing your accomplishment with us.
Well, thank you so much.
Bethany Bosch was one of four swimmers who attempted the Memphremagog swim. I mentioned that only one other swimmer finished, but she did it in extreme style. Colorado resident Sarah Thomas did a double crossing of the lake, swimming the length twice with a 6-minute break in between. She finished the double crossing in 30 hours.